Greetings. Yesterday was Pentecost Sunday. We participated as the church deployed with live stream of Pastor Jonathan and Danny and a gathering in our home of a few folks for worship, prayer, and ministry. The presence of God was wonderful and there was strong prophetic anointing in our gathering. This is one prophecy released in my living room yesterday as the presence of God filled another space of the church deployed.
The Spirit of the Lord saying that this is not even about my wave of momentum, it's about your feet. For I've come to heal the feet of that which is good news, says God. I've come to cause you to stand in a different place, not a place of ground that is hard, but a place that is like riding the wave, says God. For you're going to understand what it means to be the family of life. Mm-hmm. As I stretch you out to the right and I stretch you out to the left, and I expand that reach of your arms, for the reach of your arms is connected to the standing of your feet. So even as I paid the price to transition you from the old tree into this tree of life, it is in this season and in this time that your feet are going to be known as the feet of good news. Mm-hmm. And the feet of good news are going to have the victory because I've healed the bitter roots of your hearts that are the connection between your feet and your hands. For that place that you stand can only reach out through the passage that it flows through. And I'm bringing a healing to the deep places within. You're going to stand and you're going to see even your children and your children's children healed the bitter roots that have come by the eyes. Yeah. For that which is going to come is going to come from my eyes. And my eyes are eyes of the heart, says God. And so I'm healing the place of true sight because I'm causing there to be a true might. And that true might is the outstretched arms of love, but they're connected to the feet of good news. So in this time and in this moment, it's not even about the wave, it's the ability to stand in the wave. And so I'm blessing the feet today, and I'm healing the feet, says the Spirit of the Lord, that you might stand in the grace of this intimacy and this love. And where you didn't think you could stand, you will stand. But it won't be feet that are on the ground that you used to stand on. It'll be feet that are on that mystical movement of water, that mystical movement of life that could be horrendous if you're in the wrong place. But standing in the place of my grace, it's a different feeling than you've ever felt before. You've never felt this before beneath your feet. You've never felt this before in the place of your standing. So it's from this place of standing. How lovely are the feet of those who bring this good news. So good news is going to sweep the nations, says the Spirit of life. Good news is going to sweep the nations, says the Spirit of life. But not in a rising up, in a standing up. That the arms can reach out, that the hands can be those who bring life, because the connection between the feet and the hands is the heart. And I'm healing the bitter places this day, says God.
There you go.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
The spirit of knowing is one aspect of Holy Spirit, and God is healing our place of standing in the earth by this grace. It is not a knowledge of information, but a standing in full dependence upon the love of God, our Father, in all things. Jesus shed blood in seven places to give us the sevenfold perfection of Holy Spirit in our lives. The sixth shedding of blood was through the feet of Jesus. Jesus stood upon the nail of judgment according to the knowledge of good and evil and made a judgment for us based upon our Father's heart. He released us all from the sin of presumption to the sin of transgression when he said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing." He didn't say those words from the law of knowledge of good and evil, right and wrong. He said those words while standing in the higher law of God's love and the grace of the Spirit of knowing. He has granted us all the ability to receive the forgiveness of all our sins and the testimony of mercy that has triumphed over all judgment. Jesus shed blood from his feet for the standing of all men. He shed blood from his feet so all men could stand in a relationship of intimacy with God and intimacy with each other. Living bread stood on the nails of sweat and human will. He stood as the judgment of love upon the nail of the judgment of right and wrong. His pierced feet won back dominion over the places we walk, that we might freely give the bread of life to all we meet. we stand in the eternal judgment of eternal life for all men. Isaiah 52:7-10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices, and their voices shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bore his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. We must stand on the wave of momentum to bring good news to the earth. It is time to be the life, be the light, be the healing, be the hope of the body of Christ that can stand because of God's judgment of love on our behalf. Be the feet of good news in a day of distraction. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.